This is your NPR News Update for Saturday, December 15th. I'm Andrew Krieger. Today is the last day for Minnesotans to buy non-group health insurance that takes effect January 1st. Mark Steklik reports.
MinSure CEO Nate Clark says the insurance exchange will be open until midnight to help accommodate last-minute shoppers. Clark says more than half of the people who have already bought 2019 coverage qualified for federal tax credits to help bring down the cost of monthly premiums.
Tax credits are available, but they're only available if you come through MinSure. Next year, the average household tax credit is going to be about $5,700 per year.
The final 2019 open enrollment deadline is in the middle of January, but after today, coverage won't take effect until February. Mark Zadeklik, NPR News.
North Dakota oil and gas production continues on a record pace, but officials are expecting a slowdown. Dan Gunderson has more.
Oil and gas production in North Dakota set records in October for the fourth month in a row. But State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms says lower oil prices will put the brakes on oil patch activity.
Our anticipation is that we plateau or we see much slower growth in production from now until April or May.
Helms expects companies to continue building new pipelines and plants to process natural gas. North Dakota still burns 20% of all natural gas at the oil well site because there are not enough pipelines to collect it. Dan Gunderson, NPR News, Moorhead.
Back in Minnesota, wolves in the northern part of the state eat more than just deer and moose. For the first time, researchers have also found that some wolves eat fish. Dan Crocker has the story.
In early spring last year, researchers at Voyageurs National Park first found evidence of a pack of wolves hunting spawning suckers in a creek in the park. Then this spring, they captured video footage of wolves catching the fish. Researcher Tom Gable says you can see them responding to splashes in the water.
And I'm guessing they've now put together that the sound of water rippling is a fish, and so then they go to the creek to try to catch them.
Scientists have known for a long time that wolves on the Pacific coast catch spawning salmon, but this is the first time researchers have documented wolves eating freshwater fish. The researchers are tracking wolves at Voyageurs with GPS collars to study their predation habits. They've also learned wolves there eat a lot of beaver and even blueberries. Dan Crocker, NPR News, Duluth.
Turning to sports, Nebraska plays Stanford tonight in Minneapolis for the national championship in college volleyball. The Target Center is hosting the NCAA Volleyball Final Four. Also tonight, the Minnesota Wild hosts the Calgary Flames in St. Paul, and the Timberwolves are on the road playing the Suns in Phoenix. In weather, there may be some freezing fog this morning, but after that, expect sunny skies and highs in the 30s to near 40 degrees. The average high this time of year is only in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sun mixed with a few more clouds and highs in the mid-30s. For more news and weather anytime, you can find us at nprnews.org. I'm Andrew Krieger. Thanks for listening.